gentlemen, we are back. Another podcast, Life and Health. Thomas, Tim, and Cody back in the basement. Just the three of us today, and Sarah's in the background as usual. Hi, Sarah.
Hey. I'm impressed. Didn't need a countdown or anything.
Didn't need a countdown.
No, man,
you
that's
like
great.
I did that?
That's good. Thank you.
That was good.
Very professional.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'll try. All right, so how's everybody doing this week? It's been cold.
Freezing.
Yeah, freezing. I think we're testing out that like thermogenesis thermodynamics. Shit that we talked about a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, thermodynamics. Tim's always cold now.
Oh, yeah. Man. I have three layers on today.
Three?
Mm-hmm.
I've been rolling around
all
with
long sleeve layers.
Sweater on all day.
And you got your Christmas sweater still.
That's upstairs. I took it off because the sun came out and got warmer.
It got up to 16 degrees today. Holy moly.
Warmer. See? This is what we've been used to. Sucks. I'm tired of it.
And snow tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
Aren't you excited?
No. I'm not excited. I'm done with
it. He's been a busy man lately.
I have. Thank you. I'm
just
glad
like
you've noticed.
I just like to see some sun. I don't even care if it snows. I don't care if it's 5 degrees.
Like, it was kind of nice
sun's
when the sun
out,
came out a little bit today. Like,
the
it
sun's
was just
out makes it the mood just so much better.
I agree with that.
It does. I need some vitamin, was it K?
D.
D.
D, whatever. One of those vitamins I need out of my life.
Vitamin D.
It really should be vitamin S for sunlight. Just saying. I mean, somebody didn't think about that correctly.
I don't know. Not everybody has like the misconception that you get vitamin D from milk, which you do, but people think that you just drink a bunch of milk and you got vitamin D.
Doesn't work that easily. They get it better from the sun, Sarah, since you're pale. You need some vitamin D, too.
Sarah's not that pale.
Go outside. And stand there.
It's nighttime now.
It didn't work now. I don't know if it's going to bounce off the moon. All right, we're jibber-jabbering. What are we going to get to? You want to go on your rant first?
I don't want to go on my
another rant. CC rant?
You want me to go on my rant?
Hey, go ahead. You were talking about it.
No,
it's on your mind.
I know, but I feel like you can relate to this. Like, I have, like, a newfound hate for, like, Instagram and all, like, the misconceptions that you find. See? No, he's not. Let me explain.
It's not new.
Stop.
You've been talking about this for a while
now. Let me
now
explain, but I haven't, like, gotten out to, like, I haven't, like, really voiced my opinion. You guys are, like, the only ones that know about it. Like, you and Joe are really the only ones that know. I can't stand it because of the fact that, like, all the stuff that pops up in my, like, Explore feed on Instagram for stuff I should follow based on, I guess, like people I do follow and the hashtags that I put up. And all these things pop up about like girls who are wearing like these waist trainer wraps and then people who have this misconception about like this is what someone who works out should look like and shouldn't look like. And I feel like everyone's so caught up in this damn like perception schema kind of ordeal that this is what I should look like because of this and I'm gonna do this to look like this person. That's not how it works.
Well, we're not disagreeing with you, but
you're
that's,
not disagreeing. But,
that's unfortunately what people's conception is.
That's so what bothers me about it because people look at this stuff and they're like, "Well, I need to do these things. Or I need to try this." When they're a completely different person and they might be made to do something completely different, or like they'll look a certain way, but it's not going to be like this. It might look better than this person, but everyone gets so caught up in like aesthetics and the way people look, and that's their idea of fitness. When really, this person probably can't go run 35 feet because they can't turn and wipe their ass. Like, it bothers me.
It bothers. I mean, that's a fair bothersome thing.
Like, this misconception of what fitness really is and, like, functionality to an extent. Like, we've played sports our entire life, like the three of us have, and it's like no, but, like, even she can, like, you can use her for an example. Like, she does things well, like, functionally, and she moves well for, like, and she played sports her entire life. But she's not some person that walks around in the gym who just happens to be, like, genetically gifted, who has no athletic ability whatsoever, and they just happen to look a certain way because it's just, it happened.
So you're saying I don't look fit?
That's not what I'm saying. That is not at all what I'm saying.
No, he's leaning towards the people who stand in the mirror and take pictures who might not have to work for exactly what they want to work
for. Like, if
for
you're a grown man, stop taking shirtless pictures in front of a mirror with a phone. Stop doing that.
Yeah, well,
you don't find that sexy?
No, I find it obnoxious.
What if it's a woman?
I still find it obnoxious.
So what should they be looking for?
What do you mean?
I mean, when you're looking on Instagram's kind of a two-edged sword. I mean, you got that side of it where people see things that they think are what the grail is, and then other things that are what the reality of the situation is. But how do they know which one to believe? I mean, how do you pick through the BS versus the real stuff?
I think you really need to sit down and, like, do your own research and pick your own journey and figure out your own personal goals as opposed to comparing yourself to someone else.
But when you look at things that you want to look like, what do you go look for? You know what I mean? Like, that's the hard part. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying that's what you should do. I'm just understanding that people, when they go to look at things, they lean towards the more obnoxious stuff. Because at the end of the day, sex sells. People want to see good-looking things. Yeah, I want to see selfies with you in your Miller Lite bottle. That's exactly what we want to see.
In your, what is it, onekini or, like, zucchini? What is that bathing suit you were talking about?
Tankini.
Tankini?
I mean, it's, I mean, if you look at it, beers and sex and aesthetics, I mean, that's really what it comes down to. Tim, weigh in on this.
I'm just taking it in.
Taking it in. No, because
I don't pay attention. I don't know. I guess I'm different. I don't pay attention to necessarily like all of that. Like I get it on my Explorer message because I follow you. I follow other people also. I don't know. I just don't pay attention to it. But I guess a lot of people do. So I understand your rant.
Yeah, but
completely.
Look at like KCCEO, the website.
Yeah.
Or what's the website? Chive.
The Chive.
Right. What's most of the stuff that gets sent in there?
Sure. It's girls that are. Yeah.
That look like me.
That look like Sarah.
You're drunk off one beer.
Tough guys. Tough guys.
But the idea that's going to bring attention to whatever it is that kind of stuff specifically.
No, I understand that. Look, don't get me wrong. There's a perception problem out there, but I don't know.
I get it. But before I like, just let me put out my disclaimer. And I don't hate on people who are like, okay, well, you know, I'm proud of what I've done. Like, I've changed my body in a certain way. Like, yeah, that's cool. But at least, like, show some type of, like, humility to an extent. Like, you don't have to, like, every other picture on your, like, your feed doesn't have to be, like, a shirtless person. Like, every 2 weeks, tracking the progress. And there happens to be, like, a toothbrush and a cat and somebody's hand in the background. Like, it really just gets obnoxious, man. Like, it really does. And, it like, the thing that bothers me is that people look at this and they're like, well, this is what I should look like. This is what I should be doing. And this is the thing I was like talking about, like going to Middletown and doing stuff with their football team. Some kid's like, yeah, man, I did arms today. Like just straight arms. I do it like twice a week. And I'm like, why? You're a football player. Like your job is to tackle, run, and hit a person, catch a ball. Like your arms aren't going to be that beneficial. Why don't you actually train like an athlete as opposed to like a bodybuilder?
Function begets the training.
Yeah, and I mean that's the only thing that bothers me about it. And I just wish everyone like pick and choose their own little battles and not worry about the world around them, but focus on themselves and not get so caught up in this whole media aspect of certain things.
Yeah, social media.
Clearly, I've gotten caught up in it since I'm so butthurt.
Social media, I guess so, a little bit.
Yeah,
I think you know what I'm going to do: hire a painter, an artist, and I'm going to have them paint a picture of me every week. So they can
see
my. How
much money is going to cost you? Well, yeah, Sarah, do that for free.
I just wanted to see her face.
There goes your master bedroom.
There went my humility. I want to have a picture painted of me shirtless every week.
We have five nephews.
And I'm gonna. And then we'll take a picture of the painting and then put that on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, and see what kind of feedback that gives you.
See what kind of feedback you get.
I'm not doing that shit.
But no, like.
No, we're going to start with you. You're going to draw the first one.
With a chalkboard.
Anyways.
No, all right. That's my little rant, I guess.
So basically.
And you'll never see a shirtless picture of me on Instagram.
So basically what you're saying is people shouldn't pay attention to glitz and glamour and they should look more for what their training purpose lifestyle is and follow that. Even though their intention might be to look a certain way eventually, don't do necessarily what it is they are doing.
Yeah, and don't get so caught up in it. And I'm not perfectly cool with people who like just work out for aesthetic reasons, like bodybuilders who are completely dedicated to what they do and their mindset is completely different and they're just tunnel vision straight to the goal and it is what it is. And that's cool. That's dope. But I'm not trying to knock any of those people or do anything like that. It's just that it bothers me when people get caught up in these things, like to look a certain way or to do a certain thing and be like, I'm going to do this because I want to look a certain way. And then I think you need to peel back layers when it comes to this stuff and peel back layers when it comes to your life. Like, if you don't have purpose, like true purpose for why you do something, and it's really irrelevant. To me at least, it's really irrelevant. And maybe I might be past that because someone like this conversation came up to me with somebody in a bar because I don't like talking about what I do and stuff like that. And people were like, well, you already like physically, like you're already quote unquote appealing to look at. You don't have to worry about this stuff. And I'm like, yeah, but like this is just me. And this is what I was told. I'm not gassing this up.
Toot, toot.
I'm not tooting that. But at the same time, it's like, no, that's not the why. These are benefits that come along with this. But I feel like you have to find some type of purpose or find an actual deeper reason for doing this stuff. And it might just be something that's fun. Okay, that's cool, but don't make it simply to look a certain way, because at the end of the day, that's like an empty-ass reason to do something.
Yeah, but looks do sell you.
I was going to say...
Didn't they sell you? They did sell you.
What are you talking about?
They sold... Your looks sold you for... Trust me. Your looks got you a date. Your looks got you a girlfriend. You know, looks sell.
You have
in
a
life.
Beard that I will never, ever, ever be able to get.
What's that have to do with anything?
Everything, man.
So,
I'm also the one that hasn't had anybody in, I don't know, so many years.
That's because you're pushing snow and doing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, that's because you work like, I don't know, how many hours are in a week? Almost all of them.
You're not showing off that beard.
That's because you've spent all your time focused on other things.
Yeah. I need to get rid of all those other things.
Oh, that's part of the life side of it, right?
Yep.
So to full circle it to Cody's point, what is your reason for training, Tim, or doing what you do? I mean,
to be able to be active, to be happy again. That's it.
That's it. Pretty simple, straightforward.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, if I didn't really care about those two things, why would I do it?
True. It's a good enough reason for me.
It's a good enough reason. I mean, don't get me wrong. Reason. I'm hoping it leads me to finding a relationship and a serious one. You know, somebody looking at me and like, oh, he's not a fat slob. In my words, not saying, you know, but I was. And he takes care of himself so he can take care of me, or he can take care of responsibilities, or I don't know.
Well, we all know you take care of responsibilities, that's for sure.
Yeah, but maybe first impressions doesn't show that. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you 100%. Yeah. I'm with you 100%. First impressions mean a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And people often get the wrong impression based on those things.
They do. First impressions are usually horrible. You never go off first impressions.
Right. Sarah, why don't you pick up the microphone? Because... Or just stay over there. It's fine.
No, don't stay over there. It's always fun when she does this.
No, I'm not laughing at Tim. I was just thinking.
Thinking about stuff. All right. So is there anything else I want to tie in off of that or no?
No,
I think Cody, you know.
I think I just.
He feels he hates rant. Instagram.
I don't hate.
So you know what I've said about 102 times now?
What?
Quit looking at the Explore feed.
That's true. I hardly ever look at the Explore feed.
No, because it actually gives you some cool stuff to see. And I'm like, that's kind of
I don't think I've ever seen anything cool on the Explore feed.
I'll go to my Explore feed right now and show you something cool.
Well, that's because you probably follow 1,000 people and I only follow a few.
I don't know.
See, and then the Explore feed's Instagram, whatever. It is what it is. I just, if you don't like seeing it, don't explore it. I'm going to come over there and steal your beer, and then you're going to be out of luck. All right. So the next topic we need to touch on is the recent news. I was talking about this today in nutrition class. Brian Williams. Who replaced Brian Williams?
Lester Holt.
Lester Holtz. Okay, so he broke the news. Was it last night we were watching it? About the eggs and cholesterol and stuff. All right. I don't know if he broke it per se. I saw it a little bit before that.
He reported on it.
He reported on it. He didn't really break the news. So anyway, Danielle, who works out in the gym in the mornings, posted an NPR article on Facebook, so I figured we would address this and talk about it just a little bit. So the new recommendations slash guidelines that they're going to be releasing later this year, because they do it every 5 years, the nutrition panel, so to say, releases an update every 5 years. And the latest news last night was that we shouldn't have to worry about cholesterol as they once told us to, and that we should reduce our sugar intake, our added sugar intake, to 5 to 10% of our total calorie intake. Would either of you happen to know how much sugar that is? Could you compare it to something? Just take a guess.
What do you mean by
that? Well, it's less than one soda, I'm sure.
It is exactly one soda.
Oh, it's one soda.
It is exactly one soda.
Okay.
So basically they're recommending, which is what we've been talking about, that you should only drink one soda a day.
Yeah, but then you can't have anything else with added sugar.
Added sugar.
I said added sugar.
Right.
Yes.
Just want to... Mm-hmm. Added sugar. Added sugar doesn't mean you can't have an orange or a banana.
Right.
Added sugar means you can't have a second soda or a cookie or a cake or a piece of pie or anything. That's the recommendation. Again, right. That's going to vary from person to person.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But in the general scheme for the average person, one soda's the limit recommendation.
You shouldn't even have that. Water.
Water.
Water. Have a cookie and water.
The other thing they say is okay is to drink your coffee without added sugar. So they're saying having coffee black and eating your one, it says an egg. One egg is actually less than the previous cholesterol recommendations, which was below 300. So basically what they're getting at is you can eat 2 or 3 eggs a day, maybe 2 eggs a day, and you'll be okay, which we've talked about this before. Cholesterol isn't a major issue unless you have high cholesterol. And in the article, it talks about LDL cholesterol. They don't actually mention the fact that there's two types of LDL particles. There's low density, and then there's very low density. The VLDLs are the ones that actually cause the heart issues. So they're still not all the way clear on what we can do and eat. 30 years ago is when they started implementing all this. Well, 40 years ago now, back in the 70s, when they started saying you should eat low fat. And we've talked about all this.
Yeah.
We've talked about all of it. So the new news isn't really new news. It's actually the same thing that the ancestral paleo movement's been talking about for the past 10 years. Actually, it's been before that with Atkins. He preached kind of a lower carbohydrate, higher fat, beneficial fat, good fat, not your bad fat type of diet. They also mention red meat. When they say red meat, it's processed red meat. It's like your highly processed deli meats. You have highly processed bacon. We talk about good bacon from like the butcher. Your highly processed sausage, that type of stuff you want to kind of stay clear of. So,
do they consider sausage red meat?
No, but they consider it processed meat.
Okay, I was just asking.
So that's kind of the nuts and bolts of it. They're just coming out with this news, but it's been in the news, just not the national news, that you can eat more cholesterol and be okay. It's not going to kill you.
Dr. Oz has been lying to everybody.
Well, didn't we already know that?
Yeah, I guess so.
Cut out what? Well, I mean, that kind of goes hand in hand. If you're eating healthier foods, you're going to cut out the added carbs. We had this long conversation today in class. It's easy to eat processed food and overeat it on abundance.
Yeah, it really is. Here's the way I look at it in like the grand scheme of things. This is kind of funny because like last weekend I bought like 5 dozen eggs and Tim opens the fridge and he's like, why the hell are so many eggs in
here?
He
did. He bought 5 dozen freaking eggs.
And one of those big containers, like the square stacks.
Yeah, like a big box. And I put them in, and Tim's like, what the hell? I was like, Tim, I'm probably going to eat all these like within the month. And I was like, you can use some. And Tim's like, I still got a dozen eggs to go through. I'm not going to use any of those damn eggs. But I always eat like 3 eggs like for breakfast. But here's the way I always look at this. It's like, do either of you have like longevity in your family or people who have been like super, super old?
No.
Like your grandparents are just a little bit older?
No.
Do you?
Like
80s?
No, actually, well, I don't.
80s. I have 80s. 80s.
My grandmother's bordering 80. Sarah has a 94-year-old grandmother and a 96-year-old grandmother. 94 and 90.
Because like I've seen a lot of my grandparents like live to like into their 90s, and I can probably think of 5 or 6 like, off the top of my head. But I look at it like this. It's like, what were they eating then?
Meats and potatoes.
Yeah, because like, well, meats and potatoes. But my family like always had like gardens like near their house that some that they would usually take care of themselves, and it was always like fresh food. And mm-hmm. then whatever got eaten would be just you eat this. And I remember as a kid, I'd have breakfast be like bacon or sausage or other stuff. Where'd you get this at? Oh, from this guy who works at the butcher shop and blah blah blah, blah and this and that. And there was always eggs and there was always all this food. But we never had like canned food at my grandparents' house.
Right.
Like ever. And it was always fresh stuff and like potatoes. And I remember once at my grandmother was like, go down to the garden and grab an onion. And I'm like, what? Like, we just don't have bags. My parents had bags. And I'm like, you don't have bags of onions? And she like lectured me about that.
I'm telling you, I keep talking about getting chickens. We're going to have chickens.
My grandfather did that to, like, my great-grandfather, like, raised chickens. And then my grandmother used to tell me the story all the time about how they had these chickens and they raised them as pets when they were kids. And one time they came home and they were having chicken for dinner. And they went outside to feed the chickens. And my grandfather goes, you're not going to want to go out there because these are the chickens. And they got super upset. But you had chickens to eat.
You ate them.
You're not supposed to become friends with them.
They became friends with them.
Tasted good.
But no, I look at that and I'm like, they have all this longevity in my family. And other people probably have it in theirs. That people really didn't see any of these health-related issues that were caused by food as much as they are now. Back then, you didn't see that.
Well, it's because they ate fresh, real food.
Well, there's probably other things going on, like smoking and other stuff like that. But to the extent of just nutrition,
they've been smoking since the 1800s. They've been smoking for a long time. Think about it. All the real food has antioxidants. So all the damage you're doing with the smoking was probably offset a little bit by the foods they were eating. So, eat real food.
It's just something to think about.
Three eggs are okay in the morning for breakfast. We've been talking about it ever since we started podcasting.
My mom still thinks that. My mom's like, you eat how many eggs? And I'm like, 3 or 4. That's too much goddamn cholesterol. And I'm like, I'll be okay. I'll be fine. I promise.
Misconception. Yeah. It's from the 70s. That's when they started all that stuff.
Damn 70s.
I wonder if the government like started that on purpose.
Just joking.
Like some kind of conspiracy.
No, let's not. You don't think so? No. I think some science led us to believe the wrong things, and it's coming back around. I don't know if there's a larger, but then again, who knows? There are aliens that walk with among us.
Oh God.
I'm just messing.
Yeah, there's aliens, all right.
Pulling the string. That's why we're going to go land on the moon on Jupiter. You haven't seen that? They're sending a submarine. They want to explore the oceans on the moon on Jupiter.
Good for them. They're also going to do a television show off of Mars here in the next 10 to 15 years.
I think they will.
Well, they're already casting it. And it's a one-way trip. No, that's what they say.
So
it's a one-way
trip.
Right, they're not coming back. The show is going to be watching these people try to make a habitat livable on Mars.
What? Sarah, you should go.
There were so many applications. It's whittled down to the top 100, and I have to get it down to 15. No, 25. I think 25 people are going.
There's no way.
Is this like a reality show?
They're making it a reality show.
They're going to last how long?
They go on a one-way trip to Mars.
That's funny.
First off, I think they're lying.
No, it's been in the news all week long.
What news? BuzzFeed.
No, I don't look at BuzzFeed. MSN, CNN, or...
really?
NBC, MSNBC.
They'll have Miller Lite where they're going.
One-way trip.
It's a one-way trip.
I'll watch that. I'm watching that.
Well, it's I mean, you're years out.
Oh, I know, but I'm watching that.
Yeah. Because then you got to think, once they launch, you still have, like, what is it, 40 days to get to Mars?
Oh, and then they got to send the video feedback.
Right, and that's always delayed. I think, commands take... Like to the rovers, they send a command and it takes like 10 minutes to get there by light speed. Like, it takes time.
Listen, guys, I don't think we're supposed to leave Earth. That's why we're here.
Yeah. Well, listen, I can't hear you because you're not on a microphone. So nobody knows what you're talking about. All right. Any last thoughts? We're good?
No.
I think another sound session. Eat some eggs.
Eat some eggs.
Eat some
meat.
Don't take selfies of yourself half nude in the mirror at the gym.
No, don't do that.
Just be humble. Just enjoy yourself.
And when you're listening to music at the gym, be respectful of other people in there and what they like. So I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, taking shots over here.
Who's taking shots?
No, I'm just kidding.
No, him. I was playing the Fresh Prince when I was in the gym today, like towards the end. And then all these guys were like, what is this? We can't, like, him. It was him and CJ. Like, what is he talking about? We can't listen to this.
So, yeah, so what are we listening to? It's not really what I want to listen to while I'm working out. You weren't working out. I was working out.
No, I was just kind of sitting there.
Exactly. All right.
All right.
Be courteous in the gym.
Be courteous again.
Follow me on Snapchat.
Get out of here.
I don't think we've ever mentioned Snapchat on the entire show.
We haven't mentioned Snapchat. Like, ever. But we all are on Snapchat, I guess. So
Sarah has been Snapchatting more recently.
And I like it. I follow Sarah.
Yeah, get out of here. Go drink another beer.
All right, everybody. Well, hey, thanks again for listening. We appreciate all of you as always. And till next time, peace out.